Now, this morning we have a group of youngsters with us. They're going to be part of the Children's Theater going on next week here in Atlantic. The Atlantic Children's Theater Group, along with Prairie Fire Children's Theater, bringing yet another presentation here to the Atlantic area this year. Tom Sawyer will be the presentation this year. And we've got some youngsters with experience here in front of us today. Nick Bennett is with us. Danny Bennett is with us, along with Mary McCurdy and Maggie McCurdy. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thanks, no problem.
Appreciate it. Nick, I'm going to put you on the spot right away here. Tell me about your experience with the Atlantic Children's Theater. How many of these have you done so far?
This will be my sixth year. I think it's positive. It's like, if you don't have anything to do, it's better than sitting on the Xbox or PlayStation, just getting outside and doing a play.
Why were you interested in the first place? Why did you want to get involved in this?
My older sister used to do it a lot.
Okay, so a little peer pressure.
Yeah. Got to live up to the name.
What's your favorite part that you've ever had a chance to play?
Two years ago, I got to play Minor Domo in Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, and you enjoyed that?
Yes.
Speaking part?
Yes, speaking part.
So you had a pretty advanced part there.
Yes.
Very good. Danny, what about you? How many years have you been doing this?
This is going to be my fifth year.
Okay. What's your favorite part you've ever played?
My favorite part is when I played a dwarf last year in the production of Snow White.
Okay. Now, we talked about this before we got on the air here, and I asked what dwarf, and you gave me an answer I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. It's not exactly like the movie itself. They like to change it up.
You bet. So what part did you play? What was the name of your character?
Jazz.
Yeah, see, that's not what we associate one of the seven dwarves with, but that's what you're going to find when they do these types of presentations. Mary, how about you? Well, how many years have you done this?
This will be my fourth year of doing it.
Fourth year, and what's your favorite part you've ever had to play?
My favorite part was probably last year. I was talentsperson number 5, and there was this one scene where he was, like, packing to run away, one of the characters, and I was handing him a snake knife. It wasn't a real knife, but I pulled it out of my boot. It wasn't written in the script, and that was really fun.
A little ad lib.
Yeah, a little. Some people afterwards asked if I always kept a knife in my boot. So
you were townsperson number 5.
Yes.
Nick, you were townsperson number 2, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
So did you like outrank her then?
No.
I think I sang best better.
For last. Oh, best for last.
There you go. Maggie, how about you? How many years have you done this?
This will be my fourth year also.
Okay, what about your favorite role?
Last year I got to be a spellbinder, which has been my only dancing part so far, and I only had to say 2 words. So
it's not just acting, it's maybe some singing, maybe some dancing.
Dancing, yes.
Could be a little of everything. And you know that going in. So are they looking for people who have particular skills then to be able to dance and sing?
I know one year this was during Beauty and the Beast, and I got a part as a dancer. It was like one of the dancers. Yeah, it was, and yeah. So we had an audition for it.
Mm-hmm. Specifically for that?
Yeah, for that. Like you had to like dance a little bit for it.
Okay.
They would pull you aside during the auditions and ask you who wants to dance or who wants to sing, and then they'll tell you what to do and they'll see how you do with that.
What's the audition process like? And any of you can jump in whenever you want. What's it like for people, for youngsters who have never tried this before and might be a little bit nervous about having to audition for a play? What's it like?
All we do is we line up in a semicircle with going shortest to tallest, and then they ask us our names, and it's nothing like they don't give us a script to talk off of. They just pick the part that's perfect for us.
These are professional?
Yes.
Actors and actresses that are performing with you
when
you do it as well. Does that make it easier for you?
Yeah, because they help you along with it, so they're there. And if you like forget a line, if they're not on stage, they'll be off stage, and they can kind of like help you through it.
Sure.
It's also different people every year, and they're always super enthusiastic and helpful along the way.
Yeah, and these are young people.
Yes.
Who are sometimes just fresh out of college, maybe still in college, but they are trying to make their way in the theater business as well, and this is one way that they get to do that. and they get to interact and be on stage and direct and all of this kind of stuff. How do they get all this done? Because it seems like they're responsible for so much.
Magic.
Magic. There you go. That's perfect. What
everybody plays a part.
Yeah.
Now, talking about so much to do, you need a lot of youngsters to participate, right? Because it's not just people on stage. You have folks that are doing everything behind the scenes too, right?
Yes.
Volunteers.
Has anybody ever done, have any of you guys ever done the work behind the stage? Like, you know, doing the, no? Everybody's, you guys are all hams, huh?
Oh, yeah. They
sometimes have, when I have a script and not very many other people do, mm-hmm. I would give it to the people who don't so they can practice their lines.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Very good. Okay, so everybody gets a chance to see a little bit of everything then, too. Mm-hmm. Is it fun to be able to see how production comes together?
Oh, yeah.
Because you guys are involved in a lot of that stuff. Yeah. You see
and
it
then
all.
During the dress rehearsal, we get to sit in the audience and watch the other parts because that's, like, the only time that we'll get to see the rest of it.
Sure.
Because otherwise.
Now, would you guys all, I'm looking at all of you here, are you all in middle school at this point? Junior high?
I'm going into sixth grade.
Okay.
So, and Nick and I are both going into seventh grade,
and sixth grade.
And I'm going
grade,
into fifth.
And fifth grade. Okay, so really all middle school, just getting into junior high. And so is this really your first experience then with being on stage, doing some acting, that type of thing?
Yeah. Because the only thing through school this year for Nick and I is the seventh grade play, and that's just through choir.
Okay. So otherwise... Maggie, Danny, you guys wouldn't have any experience at all then at this point. So this is really your first opportunity to get out there and see some of this stuff happen. Okay, this production is Tom Sawyer this year. Now, we all know Tom Sawyer, but this isn't going to be the Tom Sawyer we know, right? Do you guys have any insights on what it's going to be like?
Nope. No,
we there's don't. Different characters. Mm-hmm. I like looking on the website before the play starts and seeing all the characters so I can work for one of them.
Yeah.
So you're doing some advanced scouting already.
Yes.
Awesome.
I like going
I've
into
already
it.
Picked out who I'm going to try for.
I like going into it and just getting whoever.
Now, the first day, it's kind of a long day, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because all the auditioning and stuff that goes on.
You're auditioning and you figure out your part as soon as
and then some people start practice, like, that day. Like, you get your scripts. If you have a script, you get it that day.
Because this is a one-week deal.
Yeah, it's 1 week.
You have two performances. One on Friday night and one on Saturday night. You have a dinner before the second performance or first
performance. Time. Yeah.
Yeah, because you walk in there Monday morning, nobody even knows what they're doing. You're just going into auditions. But by Saturday, you'll have finished the entire process, start to finish. Is that pretty overwhelming?
Oh, yes.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's the only thing you focus on throughout the week.
It's practice.
It's a good camp. Very good. Okay. So do you guys have to memorize a lot of lines then? Do you spend a lot of time doing that?
Sometimes. The lead roles have to be on the stage a lot more than others. So they have way more lines, way more things to practice on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they have more practice time too. Like most of the time, one of the lead people will work a lot with the main people on what they need to do.
Sometimes they have to sit in the audience when other people are practicing to see if they have to help them practice.
Sure. Yeah. Throw out a hint or two here for youngsters who maybe never have done this before who might think it sounds like it's kind of overwhelming because there are going to be a lot of people there and I'm going to have to be on stage and I have to audition. I mean, I can see some folks maybe getting the jitters. What did you guys feel like and how did you get past any of that the first time you did it?
They tell us at the beginning of every audition that everybody gets a part, unless there's like way too many people. Like last year, there was way too many people, and some people dropped out. Some people couldn't do it, but then they got the kids who were cut and brought them back in. So they try to get everybody a part.
Okay, Danny, how about you? How'd you get over it the first time?
Well, like Nick said, we have an older sister, so.
So you knew what you were getting into.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And the little kids don't really have to be that scared. They can just think of it as telling people about yourself.
Very good. Mary, how about you?
Well, like, for me, it was just, like, just fun doing it. Like, because you make these new friends, and then you're just really focused on getting your part right, so, like, you don't have to worry about everybody in the audience.
Sure. Maggie, what about you? Were you nervous the first time?
I was nervous, but then I realized it's just saying your name and your age and then saying a few of the lines from the scripts, and it wasn't that hard.
Sure. And all these other youngsters that are there, yep. they're all doing the same thing. Exactly. They're all doing the same thing. Now, they have a lot of room this year. They have 84 local actors and actresses that they'll need to fill all the casting roles in this. So auditions come up again this Monday for students who have completed first through eighth grade, and that'll be this Monday, July 9th, 1 p.m. at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. And as they mentioned, practice will start right away that day for some of the cast members, and then there'll be practices all throughout the week, Tuesday through Friday. And then the performances coming up on Friday, July 13th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, July 14th at 2 p.m., all at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. It's open to the public. The performances are free. There's a free will donation opportunity if you'd like to help out and perpetuate this program for the future. And they'd love to see a nice crowd out there, too. The Atlantic Children's Theater Group, local nonprofit, they do a lot of work to help make this successful every year. We appreciate their efforts and the efforts of you folks. You guys do a good job, obviously. They keep wanting you back. It's nice to start developing a fan base, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. Maggie, Mary, Danny, Nick, appreciate you coming in here today. Good luck. Wish you the best this week. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Ow. Thank you.
Ow.